tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time. Doug Vaughn here. My friends at Bertarelli Cutlery are carving out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. The holidays are right around the corner. We all know what that means. Parties and gifts. This year, don't let all the gift giving end up on the credit cards. Credit card debt is evil. With mortgage interest rates this low, there's never been a better time to do a cash out refinance. Even better, we do it without any out-of-pocket cost, and you can skip 2 months of mortgage payments. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich. Apply online today for your cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Dirty chicken butts.
Yeah.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 24th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Thompson Price, this is the company that will take the house that you actually thought about selling because you hated the kitchen so much and transform it into something you may never want to leave, because it'll be the only house in the world with a kitchen or bathroom that was custom made just for you. Changes everything. Thompson Price. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
All right, at the control board. From Birmingham, England. So regal. It is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody, and especially my mom and dad.
What a great son. Aww. What a great son. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
Hello. If I only had a brain.
Oh, I was waiting for that. A little awkward silence there. Yeah. But I'm backing away. I'm trying to be nicer to Limey, not be so tough. Just let him find his way. Say hi to your sponsor, Dan.
All right. I would like to say hello and thank you to Mark and Jason. They are with Stiefel. You can give them a call for a complimentary second opinion on your investment portfolio. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com.
Hi, everybody. A lot of people think of Tim Woodburn as, oh, yeah, that's that new guy that's joined them who does the news. But he's also... That's right. But most of his life, he is a private investigator. Tim, say hi to everybody.
I want to say hi to everybody, and especially the folks at Denny's out in Eureka today who I stormed into their restaurant, which wasn't open yet because my date burned it down a year ago, and... They're opening back up on the 30th of this month, so I'll be there and hide everybody out there. And sorry for traumatizing y'all when I came in there and threw a little fit this morning.
And for the folks who missed that story earlier, that'll teach you. You should start listening earlier. And we've never even given the name. Would you like to give the name of your private detective firm? I don't mind that at all. How do they contact you if somebody wants to check on somebody?
It's an A-plus rated firm in St. Louis for the last 8.5 years. It's Gateway Investigations, and the website is gatewaypi.net.
There you go. Gateway PI. Like Magnum PI.
That's right.
Only gatewaypi.net. I would introduce you or introduce my daughter, but she walked out in tears.
Why?
Yeah. It finally caught up with her, that horrible, hateful email that I got. I'll read it to you here again in a minute. Ooh. And she couldn't take it anymore. And she, with tears in her eyes. Lady, if you're listening, don't drive while you're crying. Wait till the tears dry. So, I'll read it to you again. You'll understand. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And to make her feel better, on the way out, she was stopped at the door by Rat Boy. And he gave her a sandwich. He said, sometimes it's comfort food. What kind of sandwich was it?
Cheese.
A cheese sandwich. By the way, that's another joke.
Oh, my
another
goodness.
Another great joke that we call the cheese sandwich joke. Would you give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
The great cheese sandwich joke. It's on the list.
Yeah.
It is on the list. But not today. Today is the Amish father and son joke. Tim, I think you'll like it. See, Tim is new to a lot of these jokes.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, this is my fourth week on the show, which means my 14th show with you. I've only heard one joke before that you've told of the previous 13.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to love being here. You're going to have a whole new world of jokes open up to you. Our sponsor is Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. And one of the things that I did with Mr. Price, I call him Tom, one day, was he showed me the questionnaire that he gives, you know, to prospective customers, people who've decided, they're actually customers at that point. They want Thompson Price to do their kitchen. Let's just say kitchen here. And I saw things in there that I can guarantee you other people don't bother to think about. Questions that they ask you. And if you live with someone, whoever you live with, questions not just about, well, what do you think you'd like to see in there in the way of cabinets, light wood, or that's the easy stuff. Anybody can do that. But they get into other things. And maybe one day I'll get a sample of some of the things they'd like to know, but there's a reason they want to know all this stuff. They want to think ahead. They know you're going to love the kitchen the day it's finished. And probably the week after and the month after. Are you going to love it 10 years later? In order for that to be the case, you have to think ahead. They have to think ahead. Why is it some kitchens still seem like they were just done, but it's been years? It's because they have a vision. They know what's going to look good and be functional years from now. Now, I guess if they wanted to, they could purposely do a kitchen that's going to fall apart in 6 years and look dated in 6 years. That would be stupid, because then word would get out, I don't use them. Their stuff looks great for a while, but after a while it's dated, it's ugly. They don't do that. This is going to be a kitchen you're going to be so proud of. And I don't care if you never cook a meal. My daughter just left here, and I'm not kidding. Dad, what do you want for dinner tonight? She knows. She has to stop somewhere, pick it up, and go home. And I don't blame, really, my wife for not liking to cook. I've talked about this before. I don't see how anybody can enjoy cooking. I guess I do get it, that feeling of, everything turned out great and I made it. But then to me, it's a lot of work, a lot of time. And in 15 minutes, it's devoured. If you do it right and it's edible, people gobble it up and you got a pile of dirty dishes. I get it. But whether you hate to cook or you love to cook and you cook every day and you cook 3 meals a day, this is why you want the people that are going to remodel that kitchen to know what they're doing. And think about this. Maybe it's not just about you. If you actually built a kitchen or had them design a kitchen strictly for somebody who doesn't cook, it would have no cooktop, no oven. It'd just be a microwave and the television and the sink. You're never going to sell that house.
So there are a lot of things to think about here. And the same is with the bathroom. Master bathrooms have become a big deal. I know right now, if we ever do another house, build or buy another house, if we buy it, I'll probably remodel it because I want a master bathroom where she and I don't look at each other. I don't want anybody looking at me when I'm getting ready in the morning. Showering, shaving, that other thing you do. Privacy. Privacy. That's what I want. I think sometimes they call that Jack and Jill bathrooms. Fine. Call it whatever you want. These are the people that can make it happen. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom, it's in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And yes, of course, they have a website. It's thompsonprice.com. Larry Connors follows us at 6 o'clock. Let me tell you a couple of things he's going to be talking about tonight. There's a town that is bracing for a rally. It is a White Lives Matter rally, and oh my goodness, what could go wrong with that? And,
It's not worth it.
There is a Catholic student group. This is all stuff Larry's going to cover tonight that has been named a hate group because they think that marriage is a union of a man and a woman, not same-sex marriage. So because of that, they are now a hate group. And then again, no comment because I think you know how I feel about that, but that's where we are now. You're full of hate if you think men should marry women.
Don't most religions feel that way?
Well, they're hateful, Dan. Most religions are full of hate. Huh. Religion, we now realize, we never knew it before.
Yeah.
All hate groups.
Well,
hate,
you're right.
Hateful.
You're right.
We just never knew it till now. And there is a study out, and Larry Connors will be covering this tonight, that claims drinking can help you speak a foreign language. No, it's a real story. Now, I'm trying to sit here and figure out how that works, that drinking can help you learn a foreign language. I don't get that, because doesn't drinking kind of slow you down and dull you? It wouldn't be as, I don't know. But he'll tell you. That's Larry Connors, USA, 6 o'clock, right after this show, till 8 o'clock. Be there. I'm going to read the email that my daughter read at the beginning of the show. Not because it upsets me, because I think it's great. And I think it's great that she read it and that it was her first taste of, if you're going to be in this position, if you're going to have a radio show, a TV show, write books or whatever, there will always be people who cannot stand you. Here it is. Frank. My husband and I have been avid listeners of your show for at least 20 years. We went so far as to buy expensive CC Crane AM radio so we could get your show when that other station would turn their transmitter down at sunset. We bought several $100s worth of them. Unfortunately, I have to let you know that your daughter is not is in all uppercase, is not a good addition to your show. We find her to be extremely annoying, and after just listening to your 30-minute segment of trying to find her intro song, I got to tell you that we're on the extreme verge of tuning out forever. Let me stop right there. They're not just on the verge.
No.
They're on the extreme verge of tuning out
and forever.
And yeah, not until she goes away. Forever. If she leaves the show tomorrow, they're still not going to listen forever. Mm-hmm. Her radio voice is like fingernails on a chalkboard to us. It reminds us of Sally Struthers begging infomercials. And this is the tough talking part right here. Either she goes or we do.
Whoa.
Bit harsh.
Here's how I would have responded to that.
Well, let me just finish it. And I strongly suspect that we are not alone in thinking this. Dennis and Kathy, longtime listeners. Tim?
All right. Here's how I would have responded. I know you're her father, and so you have a complete different take on responding to criticism of
your
daughter.
Oh, I wrote back and I thanked
him. I know you did. I know you did. But here's how I would have responded. I took one little segment out of that letter they wrote, and they said, where they refer to her as really annoying. Right? So here's what I would have done. As a private investigator, I would have looked up these people and I would have found out where they live.
Okay. I may have to do that anyway.
Then I would have went and got one of those air horns that when you depress it, it plays for about 30 straight minutes, and I would have taken a nice big fat rock and a rubber band, and I'd have gone to their house at about 2 o'clock in the morning and take that rock and put it on top of the air horn and then wrap it real tight in the rubber band and then press it down where it goes,
yeah,
and throw it up on the roof, and then it rolls down into their gutter, and then they come flying out of their house for like a half hour. They have no idea where the sound's coming from. And then I would have sent them an email saying, I don't think you understand what really annoying is. That was really annoying.
You're mean, man.
My daughter's only maybe a little bit annoying. That was really annoying. So that's how to handle that. Like how'd you handle it, Frank?
I wrote them back.
Oh, let's do that.
And I said, yours is not the only email that I've received from somebody who didn't like my daughter. Mm-hmm. I got one other one. I said, that's two. Mm-hmm. You don't change a show. And by the way, she's not even part of the show. She's on like 8 days a year. I found it very entertaining. And I thanked them for the email and the feedback and said, we're sorry to see you go. Thanks for all the time you spent listening. I took the high road. I did. But I actually am glad they wrote it, because if anybody thinks you're going to skate through life and everybody's going to like you, no, not going to happen. Unless you never make any waves, never take any chances, never voice an opinion, never sort of step out there, put yourself out there. That's the only way you're going to have...
I still think, even though if you do that, I still think there's going to be someone that says, I can't stand your voice. I can't stand the way you do something. They can't... There's always going to be something little that they don't like about you.
Yeah, but if you're not exposed to a lot of people, if you're just a little old lady in a little neighborhood or a senior home, and everybody likes you. There's no reason not to.
She did bring a female element to this show with just us four guys. And actually, I enjoyed having her in here, and it was fun to have a female perspective on things. And, you know, I know you had an audition about a week ago.
I'm not looking for anything positive about my daughter.
But hear me out, though. I mean, hear me out. If you ever have like a need to have a female presence in the studio, and we can't find one, or you audition them and nobody really kind of fits the bill, I think Limey, we could transform him into a female. And, you know, his British accent is right there. And I think
ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
You're not allowed to do that. Just deflect comments about yourself.
No, you're not.
That's to be used only when, we might be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be in trouble because he said, I don't understand why in the world he said we'd turn you female. That's not going to happen.
I think because Tim has a bit of an issue with me for some reason. I think I took a couple of pot shots at him when we first started. So.
Could be. This is getting good.
I like Limey. He's the first guy on the show that I had his number in my phone. In fact, I think he's the only guy on the show I have his number in my phone. Oh. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, if you needed a female, you know, his voice is the one closest that we could work with.
Here's when we get a...
if we need a woman in there one day, he can do it. He can do it.
No. Here's when we get a female. When out of nowhere, the perfect female appears, my description of her would be youngish, late 20s, early 30s, pleasant voice, interesting, funny, can take it, can dish it out, then we'd add one.
That's funny.
No.
He can take it. This kid can take more than anybody I've ever met. He's taken more of your crap in 4 weeks than anybody I've ever met in my life.
This doesn't make sense. He's not female. He's not female.
I'm saying he can take it.
But we're looking for female. Okay, Tim, thank you. You don't add people to a show just to be adding. It'd be interesting.
You don't have to pay him anymore. He's already right there.
I said before, I wish sometimes people could read all of my emails. Here's a sample of the emails I get. Frank, you need some more people on the show. You need to add one or two more people. Frank, I don't know why you had that woman in there. You don't need any other people on the show. The show's fine the way it is. Don't mess it up by adding other people. Completely contradictory to each other.
And that was me.
Then I can give you examples of people they write. I hate this segment. And right behind it, I love that segment. So what you have to do is go with your gut. That's what I've always done, just instinctively, what works, what doesn't work. But I like emails, and I've said before, I read every email, every single one. So feel free to keep them coming. There's a show on Saturday morning before the yard sale. It's 6 to 7. The yard sale is 7 to 9 o'clock right here, 590 The Fan with Scott Sherman. Before that, there's a show hosted by a guy named Ray I. If you get up that early, you ought to listen to this show. Now, it's a hunting and fishing show, but I find it really interesting. I'm not a big hunter. I've hunted 6 times in my whole life, maybe. Shooting, yeah, but it's handguns. I love listening to these guys. You're listening to the real deal when you listen to him and whoever else he has on talk about hunting and fishing. So I just want to, that show should be syndicated and should have been syndicated a long time ago. Ray I think it's called Eye on the Outdoors or something. Ray I Saturday morning, 6 o'clock. Speaking of that, you know where to go, Lake of the Ozarks, Pistols Plus, if you're ever there. I was almost, not mad, but I was, I wanted to go to the lake this weekend and go to Pistols Plus. I didn't get to go because I thought they were going to have a rifle in for me, but it's been discontinued. It's the Sentinel Judge. It's a rifle that operates like a revolver, and that's enough because the people who don't think about guns don't care.
Hey, did you see Katy Perry was in town Sunday night?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Performing or just stopped
performing.
In town?
No, performing. She was performing at Scott Trade Sunday night, but then I guess she didn't have any
bra?
Where to go.
She didn't have a bra?
Oh, I hope not. But she stayed over, and she ended up traveling around St. Louis and checking sites out and everything. And she ended up popping up. Like, she went to Ted Drew's, and then she took a bunch of pictures with people and everything.
She crashed somebody's wedding.
Yeah, she crashed the wedding.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so she was... She was seen around town just enjoying St. Louis.
What I'm about... No, I'm not going to do it. I'll save it. I'll save it. Good to have you here, Katie. Why don't you come by the station
no
here?
Kidding.
I've taken you over next door and bought you a... brisket chili. Have you had that next door?
Oh.
So good. Yeah. Real quickly, I want to get this story out of the way before I get to the joke. This is the one I referred to earlier. There are two guys who were buddies in high school, and they graduated in 1967, 50 years ago. Sam Schauman and Dave Kuchera, and they always wanted to see the Rocky Mountains. So one of them, the parents had a 60, let's see, let me make sure I get this right, 57 Volkswagen Beetle. And it wasn't their primary vehicle, and they didn't drive it every day. So this kid, Schauman, begged his parents to let him take it with his buddy Dave and drive it to Colorado, see the Rockies. And it was, they had bought it secondhand. It sold brand new in 1957 for $1,675. Brand new. They bought it used. And his older sisters had driven it during high school, but by the time he graduated, they weren't really driving it a lot, so they let him use it. So on September 2nd, 1967, they headed west. They drove that thing to Colorado. Get this, 50 years later, they have just done it again. This thing had not had plates on it since 1979. What is that? 89, 99, like... 38 years or something. It has not had license plates. So they get it out of a barn. It was still on their property and got it running. And 50 years later, these same two buddies took that same exact trip. I love stories like that. What a great adventure. I mean, wouldn't that be fantastic?
That would be pretty cool to do.
You put new tires on it, get it registered again, get plates on it. You know, if somebody knows how to work on that. Apparently, a lot of people could work on those Beetle engines. They were, I guess, pretty simple to work on. So good for those two guys. Well, ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This joke's pretty fast, Limey, so it's not going to take long. And thanks to whoever sent me this, I should have made a note of the name. But yes, it was not on the list, but it's on now, and here we go. As an Amish father and son, now, I don't know a lot about Amish people, but I know Are they the ones that don't have zippers? Everything's buttons. They don't like any sort of modern.
No cell phones, no music.
Yeah,
no
TVs. No electronic stuff. And I don't think they often go right into the big city, like into a mall, but for whatever reason, this father and son are in a mall. And a department store, to be exact. And, man, they can't believe the stuff they're looking at. They're just in awe, just looking and, what's that? What's that? What's this? What's that? And they happen to be standing in front of an elevator. Now, Mom, the father and son are together. Mom is over just trying to figure out what other things are in the store. And as the father and son stand in front of the elevator, they have no idea what they're looking at. They see this stainless steel-looking thing. And then it opens. And into this metal box they're looking at walks not a very attractive woman, the homely, flat-out ugly woman. And the doors close. And the father and son, the Amish father and son, just look at each other like, what just happened? The woman walked into that cube, and it closed. Where'd she go? What happened to her? And the doors open again, and out steps a smoking hot, stunning, model quality babe. And they look at each other, and they're thinking, ugly, horrible looking woman walks into that metal box, doors close, they open, and out comes beautiful, hot. And the father looks at his son and says, son, go get your mom.
All right, we're going to get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyon.
Traffic brought to you by the Jeep Celebration event at your local Jeep dealer. Accident wrapped up westbound 64 near Hanley. Possible accident southbound 55 on the ramp to eastbound 255. Your jam southbound 55 at Route Z and westbound 44 west of Highway 100 Washington. An injury crash. It's the Jeep Celebration event at your local Jeep dealer. Get incredible deals on the award-winning Grand Cherokee, Cherokee, the Go Anywhere Wrangler, and the all-new Renegade. But don't wait. The Jeep Celebration event ends soon. See your local Jeep dealer today. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Make Hot Shots your home for Blues hockey all season long. Blues fans can enjoy Bud Family products and Jack Daniels on special during each game, along with Slapshot deals for Tarasenko tea, Pareko bombs, and Blues sampler appetizers. Don't forget, if the Blues score five or more, Hot Shots legendary tacos are only $1 the next day. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues and home to Blues fans for over 25 years.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair, and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was. Eddie McVeigh here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after blues and cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light Lime, he would drink the Bud Light Lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier in this deal.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
Somebody's trying to get your attention, Dan.
Who is?
Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't put it that way. We have no intercom.
What? Yeah, Mike Evans is gone. I just looked at the screen and he popped up. I don't
Dan,
know if it was a connection or something
Dan,
or what.
You need to be kind of looking at the screen.
Well, no, here's what
he was there.
Here's what happens. When you need to get in touch with Dan Limey, you just look at me.
And you're gonna call the window.
And then I just go.
That'll be our new intercom system.
Well, it works.
Till we get one.
It's on sale.
So I'm gonna
Turn this up a little bit. Mike Evans will be rejoining us here shortly, and I'm sure there's even a listener out there or two might even hate Mike Evans. You imagine that? It's probably somebody out there.
You know,
I don't know
no
how
hate
that
email
could happen.
For him too.
Almost never.
Okay,
I hope he's not listening.
Okay,
can't hear me. But
I don't know what happened
never.
There. But
Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, and also by the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're closed on Monday. And let's see. Oh, today's Tuesday. They're open. And let me tell you, if you drive by there, what you're going to see is a jam-packed parking lot. Most restaurants would kill to have that kind of business on Tuesday or Wednesday, especially because those are their dead nights usually. There's no dead night at Annie Gunn's. Lunch, dinner, but especially dinner, you're going to need reservations. And then, of course, there's the Smokehouse next door. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. Always a good idea. Here he is, reconnected. Mike Evans.
Mm-hmm.
I thought since the landscape has changed a little bit, you might like to just be reminded who's in the room. Because there's one player in here you're not familiar with. There's Dan, there's Limey, and there's Tim Woodburn. He is our newsman, and his full-time job is private investigator.
Really?
Yes, Tim Woodburn. Tim, Mike Evans.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Tim, what up, dog?
I'm good. Sometimes I give you a little crap, and then I blame it on Limey. So that's a couple times you've blamed him, it was me. So I just want to I was going to get
so
that
maybe
out.
Get an investigator to check, make sure you're not some kind of fraud, homie.
No, he's the real deal.
Right.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
Well, all week long, the Pop Quiz theme has been celebrities who hate. They hate all kinds of things, celebrities. Today, name the name of the celebrity who hates working out. Works out every day, but hates working out. Jennifer Aniston. Dwight The Rock Johnson.
Dwight The Rock?
No, Dwayne.
I thought he said Dwight.
Did I say Dwayne or Dwight?
You said Dwight.
I've had, you know what? Here's the deal.
You had wine?
Oh, I had wine. I had oral surgery today, so I also had some pain pills. Pain pills and wine.
Great combo. Great combo.
I had some pain pills and some wine after my oral surgeries.
Well, this should be a good segment.
Mm. It's always a good segment.
Back to Dwight The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Gropinator. You know, he ought to be going to jail like Weinstein.
Oh, you know he has.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
He knocked up the maid. Hello?
Yeah, he did.
Was it maid or nanny?
You can't keep your dick in your hand with a maid?
Bobby, take him out. Take it.
All right. You can't
we
do
had
that.
To hit, okay. We had to hit the dump button and clip out one of the things Mike said. Yes, you
what
have. You then? Are on having.
What is Richard Nixon's name?
No, you can't.
What are they called? Dick Bobby. Nixon. Come on.
You can say private.
Get with the program.
You can say, hey, Dick, how you doing? But you can't say he had his.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
The last selection is Michelle Obama.
Okay.
Hates working out, but works out every day. O.J. Simpson is going car shopping tomorrow.
No, I sure hope he gets something nice. He deserves it.
Well, he's going with his daughter, Arnell, but she will pay for it, put it in her name so the Goldmans can't attach it.
As he does everything.
Absolutely. Oh, last week, O.J. passed the Nevada driver's license test, only missed 7 of the 8 questions. You can miss up to 8. He missed 7 questions.
Hey, let me ask you this. Why couldn't does somebody have the right to, if he's in there car shopping with his daughter, say, you know what, we're not selling you a car? I think you have the right.
Oh, absolutely. Private concern. You don't have to live by federal regulations.
But nobody will do that. They'll actually take great pride. Oh, I sold a car.
Oh, the one their picture taken with
it. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like getting your picture taken with Jack the Ripper.
I think I'd say, no, we're not selling you a car. Go somewhere.
You know, you would do that. And you know why, Franco?
Because I'm a...
Because you got class.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
That's
you,
right.
Brother. Thank you.
Now O.J. Simpson has dated his new girlfriend 6 times, and as you pointed out, I can update it, he still has not killed her.
Wow. It'll come. Yeah. Eventually.
Stay tuned.
Old habits.
Pedophile heads up. A world-known gymnast could soon come forward to expose being sexually assaulted during the Olympics when she was a teenager. Stay tuned. Could come out in the next, I'd say, week or 10 days.
That's a heads-up story as opposed to the O.J. thing you did, which was a heads-off
story. Here it comes. I knew it was coming.
Thank you.
Could have read that with Braille.
Thanks, kid.
And some Hollywood pedophile news is going to break sometime in the next week or so. Hollywood pedophile, stay tuned. The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences has revoked Bill Cosby and Roman Polanski's membership. Well, I guess it's about time. Polanski was convicted of child molesting 42 years ago. I guess it's about time they finally let him. Yeah. TV heads up. Young Sheldon returns November 2nd from a spin from Big Bang. Its debut showing last month at 20 million viewers, so I think this is going to be the biggest hit of the fall. Reboot news, Magnum P.I. is returning to CBS. Naturally, an all-new cast. It'll all be shot in Hawaii like the original Magnum P.I. Some of the best writers in Hollywood already attached. You know, when I was, I did mornings in Hawaii for a while and played in Tom's Tom Selleck's golf tournaments, and he also played in the softball league that I was in, and just a really good guy, Tom Selleck.
I don't know why they have to call it Magnum P.I., though. Why would you do that? Why don't you just have another great detective series?
Well, because there's recognition.
Yeah, but I guess.
Real estate news, Ryan Seacrest still has his Beverly Hills mansion, but since he works in New York with Kelly Ripa, she's a hottie.
Yeah, but I would never watch that show with those two. I
wouldn't either, but Kelly's a hottie.
Yeah.
Ryan first rented a West Village condominium. I don't know why he was renting down there, because that's all homosexuals down there.
Where?
West Village.
Well, wait a minute. Hmm? Why would he? Huh, that doesn't make any sense.
If you add 2 and 2 together, you come up with?
Homosexual.
Well, there you go. He paid $30,000 a month for his condo, wow, a month to rent. Then he decided to move closer to the studio up on 68th Street, so he rented another condo up there for $75,000 a month.
Wow, that is some rent.
Does that include trash pickup and everything?
I think it doesn't.
I wonder if it includes cable.
Oh, maybe.
That's extra.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
Now he wants to move back to the Village and has bought a 4-bedroom, 4-bathroom, 4,700 square feet. Of course, it's just him. but he got a great deal on it, $24.5 million.
Oh, you got to jump on that.
You got to jump on that, right, Franco? Yeah,
whatever happened to just having maybe a couple of places to live and putting the rest in the bank?
I don't know. go Dodgers game one tonight. Tomorrow now, Justin Verlander will pitch. He has to pitch the game and then go home and sleep with Kate Upton.
No.
How can he do that?
Well, I don't know. That'll wear him out.
Yeah, I would think so.
He's going to be worthless.
And finally.
You know, obviously, I've never been an athlete, but I have heard.
You are an athletic supporter, though, Franco.
I sure am. I've heard and read stories where some athletes claim that you absolutely, yes, you yes. want to do that. And others go, no, for like 48 hours. No, you don't want to do it. So I don't know which it is.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I will tell you this, and I know this for a fact, because it came from his brother, that there's one very famous athlete.
Here it comes.
No, there's nothing coming. This came from his
brother. Here it comes.
No, this came from his brother. He on the way to a major event, I'm not going to say what sport it was, but on the way to a major competition, he in the limo always had somebody arranged to have a hot hooker in there, so he did it right before he went out to play. Every time. And said and claimed it was part of the reason that he was so able to play so well. I would think if it was any good at all, he'd be exhausted.
Is that Lawrence Taylor?
No.
Mike Tyson?
No, it's not. But it's a story I know is true because it came directly. Our family knows the person's brother,
and I think they know who it is.
You probably do. Yeah. But I would just think you'd want to take a break and a nap or something.
Is that Cam Jansen?
No. I would tend to go the other way.
Is it Jester Jepper?
No, he's had wine. He's had
Zipper
wine.
Zeppa? No.
Yeah, Zipper Zeppa?
That was a former sports caster. No.
Oh.
Not him.
I know when I have really big reports to do, I sometimes would have sex. I'd be by myself at the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We still had to have it. Yeah.
But there you go. And finally, we did that.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
Did I tell you that I had oral surgery?
You did. Mm-hmm. You did, and that you were on wine and pills.
Yeah.
I know.
And that you're not driving. Let's make that clear. He's not in his car.
I don't drive. But you got a nice buzz today.
Well, I sure can't tell it. I'm in a lot of pain. Can't tell it.
You got 17 stitches in your mouth. You're going to have a little pain. Hello?
Can't tell it when you say things like Dwight the Rock Johnson.
No.
You know, I make one mistake in my life, and you act that way.
And you're right. I just went and checked. That's the only mistake you've ever made. You're right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I went through your whole
NBC, ABC, and CBS called the election three terms ago. Al Gore won. You know, I mean, I said Dwight instead of Dwayne. Come on. They both start with the same letter. They both have the same number of letters in the word.
Yes, I actually did win.
That was Al Gore. You're allowed one. And fine.
Wow. Who hates to work out, but works out every day? Jennifer Aniston, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Gropinator, or Michelle Obama?
I'll go with Jennifer.
I'm going to go with Michelle Obama.
I'll go with Obama because she has the worst body of those four.
I will say Schwarzenegger.
Answer is Michelle Obama.
Oh.
How do you compare her body to a guy? Like you said, the worst body. You mean
the worst body out of all?
Working out, she should, you think, have a better body.
I'm just saying that of all those four people that he just mentioned, if you were to rank their bodies, I'd rank her fourth.
Well, you're racist.
I'd probably put Arnold.
No, that's where we are in this country.
I know.
That's where we are in this country.
Say.
If you say that, now you're racist.
Okay, now I'm hate.
Hateful and racist.
Am I a member of a hate group now?
Yes, you are. Great. Yes, you are.
All right.
You can't say anything bad about somebody black.
Okay.
Got it?
I didn't say anything bad about her. I just said her body was the worst of the four.
Lucky you're not off the show.
All right.
Matheny Heating and Cooling. That's who comes to our house when we need something done. But I have to tell you something. I have our heating and cooling system is, I think, 19 years old. They don't usually last a whole lot longer than that. And we haven't had a service call for, well, since a breaker issue that they solved. We had a bad breaker, and it was an old breaker, and they didn't make that kind of breaker. And Matheny found a replacement for it, and that was it. That was the problem. He kept tripping. Other than that, we haven't had anything or needed anything for 2 or 3 years, because the last time they came out prior to this one, they must have done everything right to keep it going. Now, a bad heating and cooling company would go out and make sure that something went bad in about 6 more months so they could come back out again. And there are companies that do that stuff. This is Matheny. This is a family business, third generation, 76 years. St. Louis County and St. Charles County, that's where they're licensed to work. I know if you live in Franklin County, Jefferson County, St. Clair County, you're bummed out because you can't use Matheny. I would like one of these days to have an advertiser on there. And listen up, Illinois. If you're in Illinois and you're a heating and cooling company and you're willing to spend money to make your heating and cooling company grow, and if you're a decent, honorable, fair heating and cooling company that we'd be proud to speak for, hop aboard. We'd love to have you. You're not going to be competing with Matheny because they, again, are licensed in St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They work on everything. They replace everything. Replacement is important. It's important who does it, because it's not uncommon for companies to sell you a heating and cooling system because maybe there's more profit in this particular system. Maybe they need to get rid of some. And it's not the right system for your house or your business. And no matter how large or small your business or your residence is, they'd be happy to be your heating and cooling company. They do this for giant companies and tiny houses. They put a heating and cooling system in my mother-in-law's house. It's a small house. It's a small little unit. They're happy to do it. They're reasonable. They're fair. They're Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Please, if you're AM and the PM and you want this show to keep going, you know how this works. You support the people that make the show possible. Matheny, MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who are fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering, shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Hey, football fans, we're almost halfway through the season. What are you waiting for? MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds and incredible player props, is back with their 100% bonus for just one more week due to popular demand. That's right. Have you been thinking about placing a pick all season but haven't manned up yet? Well, it's time to make your move. After Sunday's kickoff, you can kiss that bonus goodbye. To top it off, this week has the most exciting baseball of the year. Don't wait. Join MyBookie today, and you can still get a 100% bonus for the last time this year. Act now before it's too late. Put your sports knowledge to the test and start winning big. Visit MyBookie to claim your 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO or call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-BETS. Or visit online today. Don't miss out on your last opportunity to collect the industry's biggest bonus. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
When Surf and Sirloin opened its doors in 1994, owner Larry Karajanis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. Now the second generation has taken over and continues this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, strip steaks, alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. Trust me, there's not a restaurant in St. Louis that is serving this quality of food for a better value. Surf and Sirloin is open for dinner 7 nights a week and has private rooms available for corporate and holiday parties, seating from 15 to 160 people.
Unless I am mistaken, it seemed like a good day today. It felt good. I think it was okay.
Started rough.
I had a good day.
Thank a police officer every chance you get. I'm going to keep talking even though Randy Newman is singing because I want to take time to make sure that I remind you to do that. You see a police officer, you walk up and say, I just want to thank you for what you do. They'll really appreciate that. The only other thing I have to say is we will be back here tomorrow. Dr. Doug will not be with us. We'll have time to play. Other than that, have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.